Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson with UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Diane Anderson on the line with me. Diane, say hello.
Hello, how's everyone doing?
All right, so you're doing some wonderful things here in the BX, and you know I love my people from the Bronx, especially being the Bronx Queen of Praise. You're doing a lot of great things with the youth, and you have an event coming up soon. Let's talk about that. Tell the people about it.
Okay, well, August 25th. From 9 to 11, I'm going to be at a Bronx location, which is 1055 Summit Avenue. And the topic is going to be healthy relationships.
Okay.
The reason why I chose that topic is because a lot of times now the children are getting involved in wrong relationships. So it's important for them to know, what does a healthy relationship look like?
Yeah, that's some of the concerns in regards to why children join gangs, correct?
Yes, it is. So, looking for that connection. Yeah,
that absence of, you know, what would you call it? It's an absence of just belonging, right?
Yes, I would say that a lot of times now we have that single family home. Not saying that a mother can't be a good parent, but sometimes our young men or young boys need that male positive figure,
right,
you know,
right,
and they search for it.
Right. And females as well.
Yes, that's definitely true.
Yeah.
Yes.
And sometimes I tell you, you know, being out here, the females is getting just as worse as the males as far as, you know, violence, you know, and
yes,
that is a big concern. And I'm thankful that you're taking the time to speak to these youth in regards to having healthy relationships. Let's have an example of what you would consider for our teens and just young adults and just adults in general. This is actually universal. Everybody needs healthy relationships, especially now with social media, people hiding behind text messages and emails and then getting mixed messages when it wasn't even supposed to be delivered in that kind of manner, excuse me, but people taking things so personally, and that disconnect. We have to learn how to now reconnect, you know?
Yes.
And so what's some things you think we can do to just in general, just reconnect with each other?
Well, the main disconnection I feel now is the adults and the children. It seems like they feel that the adults have actually failed them because we're not there for them.
Okay.
And so they've formed their own little world where they set the rules and they go by what they believe is correct.
Wow.
That's where I think the main disconnect. We as adults have to learn how to connect back to them so they'll respect us,
right,
and understand where we're coming from, that we love them and we want to help.
Right, right. And I hear you, because I sometimes think too, you know, when I was growing up, grandmas were 80 years old, you know, and now grandmas are 30 and 40. So we're limited in our, what we would consider elders and in the community.
That's true.
And I think that lack of having some elders who would pour back into the youth and, you know, chastise the child a little bit. You know, you can't even
chastise
a child nowadays
or
correct them. It's just so cumbersome. You know, I mean, even teachers that I talk about how sometimes the parents aren't even coming to the parent-teacher night. And you're right. There's a big disconnect, and we really got to do something.
Yes. One thing you mentioned about was the elderly, which is so important, because I never thought that I would see a time when you hear about the violence of young people knocking over 80-year-old women.
Right.
The respect is totally gone. And when I take the train, I sometimes see the youth cursing and saying things that are so out of order and right in front of the adults like they're, you know, invisible.
Right.
So that respect is something that we have to regain.
Yeah. You know, it really does, like you said, start in the home. And so parents gotta take some ownership. And I know you spoke about single parents and, you know, they gotta work and there's so many distractions, but your child comes first.
Yes, that's right. Times I saw an article where they're starting overnight daycares.
Wow.
So you're like, someone else is really doing the raising of your child.
Wow.
And they need you and your input, you know.
Right.
So they have to find a balance between working and parenting, you know. That can't be the all-consuming thing where you just work constantly.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's becoming exactly what you're saying, definitely a disconnect, and we have to do better.
Yeah.
So tell us what we can look for on the 25th.
Well, you can look for guest speakers coming in that are authors that have written books about relationships. So we're going to have some experts in the house speaking.
Cool.
I'm going to be going over the healthy relationship model. so they can see what it looks like. And it's also going to be interactive role play, because I believe that not just lecturing, speaking to people, but when they actually get involved and participate, they learn more from acting things out. So they're going to learn that in every workshop. My entire organization was built off of God being first. So in every workshop, they're also going to hear that in order to succeed in life, they have to get back to God also, because that's where a disconnect is, not only from the children and the adults, but all of us have to get connected back to God.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Yeah. More now than ever. Things are so, I mean, the Bible's so live. It's scary. You know, I'm just glad I'm saved, you know.
Yes, and, absolutely.
Yeah, because it is, if I wasn't, I'd be scared to death. You know,
that's right.
True story. Yes. But tell us about your program, The Crossroads, you know, just in general. And how you came about starting that
program. Sometimes you hear that your misery will become your ministry.
Ooh, okay.
Well, I was experiencing misery when I looked at the youth and saw how they were going down. And because it bothered me so much, I think that's why God put it in me. Right. To say, well, let's do something about it. And he gave me the strategy and put this into me to begin to reach out to them and set something up for them where they can come together without judgment and experience love, his love, you know, because he's put so much in them. You look at them and you see them doing things, but they have so much gifts and talents. It's amazing that if they can just channel those in a positive way, it'll be so awesome.
Yeah, and I mean, when I grew up, we had after-school programs and all of that, and that's, we don't have it no more, and you have brothers and sister programs and the PAL lacking funding, you know, to continue to support youth activities. Definitely necessary.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you have a website?
Oh, yes, I do. All lowercase. It's meetmeatthexroad.com.
Yeah. Can people reach out to you there? And do you need any additional support? You know, how can we help you and meet you at the crossroads?
Yes, definitely. That website is a place where I blog every day. I also put up the information about the events that are coming up. There's also a donate button because it is a nonprofit. So when I'm doing these events, I'm paying everything on my own. Right. So donations are always welcome. And also I'm looking forward to December. I'm going to plan a workshop for that time. And I want to actually have something to give to them as far as, you know, like being the month of Christmas.
Right.
And I want the workshop where I can. So I'm actually looking into contacting some different companies to see if they can donate some items.
Okay.
Yeah. And volunteers.
Right.
Because the division is not complete. They say when God gives you something, he doesn't give it to you all at once because it's so overwhelming. Right. And you can imagine that reaching the youth is a large task. So what I have right now, I'm looking down the line to open up a youth center, which would be awesome. And so then I'm going to need people that can come in, that can be on staff and help. So it's an awesome work that is in the works. It's growing.
We need this really bad. And if you have children and you're in within the five boroughs, please contact Diane Anderson. We can take trains to the concerts and dinner. We can take trains or drive to a place where we're doing something positive for the youth. And especially if you have an idle youth or you need to do something on a Saturday and you need a little me time, you know, send your kids out to something that's positive and where they can, you know, be encouraged. And that's it. Part of our life standard is being encouraged, having the support, being committed and being consistent. Those are the things. Yeah. Everyone needs in their life to just bloom, blossom, and grow.
Yes. And also, when you speak about the youth, it's youth and young adult. So my age range, I consider the youth to be 13 to 19 and the young adults from 20 to 30.
Oh, okay.
I know when I was growing up at 21, I didn't know everything.
Right.
So the things that are in the workshops are profitable for that age range, from 13 to 30. A lot of young parents out there need some guidance. That's also a place where you can come and get some guidance.
Wow, that's good. That is good. And that is true, because the parents are getting younger and younger, and no one's talking about it, you know?
Right.
And it's really just the truth. And it's for all ethnic backgrounds. So we need you guys to come out.
Yes. And if you need counseling, we're going to have, you know, resources. Because I know God has opened the door, so I have access to different counselors. So the idea is that if you need to talk to someone, if you're going through a lot of mental stress, you know, don't be out there by yourself. There's people that you can come and talk to, someone you can feel free and comfortable speaking with. They can make you feel better, encourage you, and lead you in the right path.
Yeah, it's so needed now, especially that the suicide rate is so high amongst the youth.
Yes, it is. And a lot of parents taking the lives of their children is incredible.
Right, yeah.
You know, I mean, that is on an all-time high. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, again.
So it's no age, I would say, that your mind is not bothered, you know.
Right.
People are going through things at every age.
Right, that's
true. You
know,
you just need a place to come and just release.
And I mean,
you can't hold things in. You need a vet.
Yeah, and what a great name, Meet Me at the Crossroads, because when you talk about being confused, you're pretty much at your crossroads. You know?
That's right. You're not sure which way to go. So that name was so perfect to Meet Me at the Crossroads, because that's where you make that critical decision that can change the course of your life.
Exactly.
Could you go this way or that way? Because I've had plenty of opportunities to go the wrong way, you know.
Oh,
and I was fortunate to have that person there. You know,
yeah.
I had one of those mothers that was a prayer warrior, and she was always on the case, you know.
Right.
And then I had my siblings that were there for me. But some people don't have that.
Right.
You know, I was fortunate. But yeah, it's a thin line.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, it is.
And we're thankful for your program, and we need more. And I want those who are listening to reach out to Diane Anderson and support Meet Me at the Crossroads, because just
absolutely,
we have to get behind the organizations that are really trying to do stuff in spite of the government funding being cut.
That's
we
right.
as a community have to make the change and make the difference. There are soldiers out there that's committing themselves for the change, and we really salute you, Miss Diane Anderson. And we're not
Thank
related
you so much.
We're not related, but she's my sister
that's
in Christ,
right.
You know, because I don't want them to think I'm like I don't want them to be like, yeah, she just want us to give money, because no, we're not related.
We're only related in the spirit.
Right. That's my sister in Christ. And, you know, this is what we're about. This is why I have this platform, to promote such programs that's not out there like the Red Cross and all of that.
That's
we
right.
have to get back to community-based activities and programs
that's
to
right.
protect our kids. This is not about anything else except protecting our youth, getting them out of these bad situations, stop letting them be so idle, and get that encouragement they need. They're, like you said earlier, they're very talented and very gifted, and they just need a place, a hub to go and have that nurtured and filtered out, because there's greatness. There's greatness in all of us.
That's right. Yeah. And for those that are listening also, not only can you come to my workshop, but if you have a place where you would like me to come and do a workshop, that is something that I do also.
Amen.
Because this is not like a fixed spot. I have my website and I go to different communities. So I'm coming to your community to help where you are.
You just went to Atlanta, correct? How did that go?
Oh, that was awesome. We had a wonderful time. It was extremely hot, but it was great.
Atlanta.
I actually have an event in October coming up, and that's going to be at Kissimmee, Florida.
Oh, okay.
And that's October 20th,
See, you meeting
there.
Everybody at the crossroads, Atlanta,
that's
Florida,
right, that's
the
right.
Bronx.
Yes.
You know, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no limits.
That's
you
right.
You know, where their help is needed, yes.
Amen. So that's good stuff.
It's exciting. It's exciting work.
Right.
Which is good
right.
because I'm the type of person, I get bored easily.
Mm-hmm.
So this is exactly what I need. Something to keep me on my toes. Keep moving.
And the youth will definitely keep you on your toes.
That's right. That's so true.
You know.
Yes.
So that is excellent. So what's the website again and your social media?
It's meetmeatthexroad.com.
Cool.
Yes, all lowercase with no spaces in between.
All right. Well, Diane, I thank you so much. And that event is August 25th. Say it again, where it's going to
be. Yes, at 1055 Summit Avenue. That's in the Bronx, New York, 10452.
And what time?
It's from 9 to 11.
9 a.m. to 11 a.m. So get up early, brush your teeth, take your shower. And go.
And we'll have some light refreshments at the end.
Okay. Good stuff.
Yes.
Good stuff. I really appreciate you, sis, and I love the work you're doing. Keep it up. And
thank you so much.
However we can help, you know, we're always here. And as we always say, once a key player, always a key player. So keep us in the loop. All right, then.
You know, I'm excited. I'm excited to be a key player.
Yes. So. Yes. Be excited. Key players do great things. I'm always posting about what we're doing. Key players are dynamite. I love them all, you know. And I'm going to do something soon where I can bring all of us together so we can make a real major impact. Because one of the things saddens me is that everybody's doing something and it's great, but everybody's just doing something and it's great. Funny how corporate America knows how to merge and come together and bring everything together to make it a greater work. But it's, I'm doing my thing and I'm over here and I'm doing this.
That's right.
And we have to stop that. We're really going to have to start coming together. If you good at that, you good at that. And then I'm good at this. And so let's all just come together and just make it a greater work.
Right. Yes, that's awesome. In unity, there's strength.
Yes,
strength in ourselves by coming together.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
That is so true.
Well, thank you for stopping by.
Well, thank you so much. Pleasure talking to you, and I thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, sis. I thank you, too.
Okay.